Today, pin the tail, yes, I do mean tail, on the home price donkey. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analysis. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, CoreLogic reported that their national home value index rose 8.1% in 2023, a significant turnaround from the 4.9% drop seen in 2022, but well below the 24.5% surge that was recorded in 2021, thanks to the result of the COVID stimulus. December's 0.4% increase saw 2023 finish with a relatively soft monthly rise in home values, they said. Despite the annual 8.1% increase, actually the year was punctuated by diversity, with the annual change in housing values ranging from a 15.2% surge in Perth to a 1.6% fall across regional Victoria. In fact, across the combined capital cities index, dwelling values were up 9.3% in 2023, more than double the 4.4% rise recorded across the combined regional index. Dwelling values have been rising at more than 1% each month on average across Perth, Adelaide, and Brisbane since May, while in Melbourne and Sydney, the pace of growth has slowed sharply since the June rate hike. Melbourne values declined through November and December, while Sydney home values are stabilising with a monthly growth rate of just 0.2% in the final 2 months of the year. The smaller capital cities have been soft through most of the year, with Hobart at 0.8% and Darwin 0.1% recording annual decline in values of 2023, while the ACT recorded a rise of just 0.5%. And although housing values have risen across most regions in 2023, five of the eight capital cities are still recording home values below record highs. At the end of the year, Sydney values remained 2.1% below their January 2022 peak. Melbourne values were 4.1% below their March 2022 peak. ACT values are still 6.3% below record highs. And Hobart values are down 11.2%. Darwin values are 2.8% below their cyclical high in August last year and 7.2% below the record high set back in May 2014. So now, of course, the question is, what will happen in 2024? Well, last week, I made two shows for the channel. One on the top five elements supporting home price growth in 2024, and the other on the top five elements that could drive prices lower. And if you take low supply, high demand, easing lending, government support, and RBA APRA stability concerns, the potential for home prices, especially houses, to rise in 2024 seems pretty strong. On the other hand, the risks from higher unemployment or a recession, the exit of property investors, higher delinquency and defaults, higher mortgage rates for longer, and dire housing affordability are all reasons why prices could fall in 2024. And so to make an assessment of what could play out, you then have to weigh up the relative influence of each of those forces against, frankly, an unstable local and global economic environment. Now, this is something we do dynamically in our core market model, which incorporates all of those elements and delivers scenarios at a postcode level for both houses and units. And a quick word about our scenarios. We continue to show three, despite some media always going for our worst case scenario without giving weight to the other two. Our best case, which I call the Goldilocks zone, is where rates stay at 4.35% and fall over the next few months, and inflation eases ahead of RBA expectations while wages rise faster. We avoid a recession in Australia, but migration does remain above long-term averages. Our base case scenario is for a soft landing, where rates do go slightly higher, which means that mortgage rates do stay high over for the early part of 2024, Inflation stays above target until 2025, but we still don't get a recession in Australia, and migration falls to average levels. And the worst case scenario, the nightmare scenario, is where rates go even higher, up to 4.6%, and that means we'll get mortgage rates at 7.5%. Plus, they stay high through into 2024, along with inflation, and wages growth stalls due to recession here, unemployment rises, but rates are then cut and migration falls, but it's all too late, and therefore we move into a recession. So now let's look at what this means for each state based on our current modelling, and a caveat, of course, because averages mask, which is why we run our scenarios at a postcode level. And if you want a deep dive into specific postcodes, join us next Tuesday for a live show where we're going to look at requested postcodes, including the scenario data. So to start, let's look at the ACT, and you see the three scenarios, the best, base and worst case, and we also split out houses and units. So over the next 12 months for our best case, there's a potential rise for houses of about 3.2% and units at 2.8%. The base case shows a small fall in houses, down 2.5%, and units down 2.2%. And the worst case scenario gives a fall of 7.9% for houses over the next 12 months and 6.9% for units. And we also show the scenarios over 24 and 36 months. These are cumulative levels. So that says that over 3 years, the best case scenario for houses is about an 8% rise. The best case for units is a 7% rise. The worst case is a fall of 32% for houses and 28% for units. If we then look at New South Wales, we can see there that the best case over the next 12 months is 4.4% for houses and 3.8% for units. And the worst case is a fall of 6.8% and 5.9% respectively. The Northern Territory is looking quite strong. In fact, this is because of low supply levels and increasing demand in the Northern Territory. The best case scenario is a 6% rise over 12 months for houses and 5.2% for units. The worst case is a fall of 5% over 12 months for houses and 4.5% for units. Queensland is also looking pretty strong, with a 6.9% rise in houses over the next 12 months and 19.2% over 3 years. That's the best case scenario. The worst case is a fall of 4.3% and 21.6% over 3 years. For the units, the base case is a rise of 6% over 12 months and 16.6% over the next 3 years. And the worst case is a fall of 3.7% and 18.8%. If we look at South Australia, we can see there over the next 12 months a rise for houses of about 6.7% on the best case and a fall of 4.5% on the worst case. For units, up 5.8% on the best case, or a fall of 3.9% over the next 12 months. Tasmania is looking pretty sick. Even the best case scenario is a very small rise over the next 12 months, 0.9% for houses and 0.8% for units. The worst case is a fall of 10% over the next 12 months for houses and 8.9% for units. And over 3 years, we could be looking at a worst case fall of 37.5% for houses and 32.5% for units. And even the base cases are also negative over the medium term. In Victoria, we see a best case scenario over 12 months for houses at 2.4% and 2.2% for units. Worst case of 8.8% fall and 7.6% fall for houses and units respectively. And over the 3 year scenario, cumulatively speaking, the best case for houses is a rise of 6.5% and 5.6% for units. And the worst case is a fall of 34% for houses and 29.7% for units. And Western Australia gives us a prospect of a 9% rise for houses, best case, over the next 12 months, a fall of 2.2% for houses, the worst case scenario, and for units, the best case is 7.8% over 12 months, and a fall of 1.9% in units over 12 months. And cumulatively speaking, over the three-year period, prices for houses could rise up 25.4% in the best case scenario, or fall around 15%, worst case scenario, units up 22.1%, or fall 13.3% in the worst case scenario. And if we run that together to give the Australian average, here in the best case scenario over the next 12 months, houses could be up 5% and 14.8% over 3 years, cumulatively speaking. The base case is a small fall, 0.7% over 12 months, and down 4.6% over 36 months. And the worst case, down 6.2% over 12 months and 26% over the next 3 years. For units, the best case scenario is a rise of 4.3% over 12 months and 12.8% cumulatively over 3 years. The base case is a small fall, 0.6% over the first 12 months and down 4% over 3 years. And the worst case scenario, down 5.3% over 12 months and down 22.6% over 3 years. Now, in comparison, the AFR published estimates for a panel of 10 property market experts and economists. Overall, they have a more sober view of growth prospects for the housing market than last year, and most are tipping gains of somewhere between 1 and 5%. In fact, the most optimistic prediction is for house price gains of up to 8%, while the most bearish forecast is for prices to fall nationally by as much as 5%. Last year's very unusual supply and demand dynamics are expected to normalise in 2024, according to Baron Joey chief economist Joe Masters, who's tipping a 4.8% growth nationally. Sydney prices could rise by 3.8%, with Melbourne up 3.2% and Brisbane up 5.9%. Importantly, we think borrowing capacity will re-emerge as a key constraint on demand, she told the AFR. The driver of the recent disconnect between borrowing capacity and house prices can largely be attributed to pandemic savings and fixed rate mortgages. We expect this disconnect has run its course and the historical relationship between borrowing capacity and house prices to be restored in 2024. Naturally, the rate cuts that we expect in August will improve borrowing capacity and act as a support to the housing market. Forecasting 2024 property prices has a higher degree of uncertainty than usual, the panelists said, although after last year's unanticipated rebound, that may not be too surprising. Among them is Jarden's chief economist, Carlo Cascio, who expects prices to rise 5% nationally, but with outcomes likely to diverge significantly across the capitals. A lack of established housing supply listings has been a key driver of the rise in house prices in 2023, and this is likely to remain for 2024, he said. Unsurprisingly, economists associated with the main property portals and agents are the most bullish. Nicola Powell, for example, chief of research and economics at Domain, agrees that the outlook is particularly uncertain given the range of push and pull factors with population growth, a supply shortfall and interest rates, while affordability and constrained borrowing power will put limits on buyers' capacity. Dr. Powell is nevertheless tipping a relatively bullish 6 to 8% gain in house prices and a 2 to 3% lift in apartment values. A cut in interest rates or other stimulus measures will spark demand and create another price upswing, a prospect likely to come to fruition in the latter part of 2024, she said. An alternative to a rate cut would be an easing of the mortgage serviceability buffer. It would inevitably speed up access to the property market for many by lifting borrowing capacity and or improving the cost of holding debt, increasing demand and resulting in swift upward price pressures on the housing market. And Ray White, chief economist Nerida Cosby, is also bullish, anticipating price rises this year that could even exceed the gains of 2023. The main reason is that many of the drivers of price growth this year continue to be in place, particularly low levels of housing supply, she said. In addition, however, it is increasingly looking like we will see a rate cut in the first half of 2024. This will further fuel pricing. Another key component in the house price puzzle is employment, with the jobless rate already ticking up. It is one of the drivers noted by Australian National University Associate Professor Ben Phillips, who expects a sluggish 2024 for property prices, tipping 4% nationally, with 3% for Sydney, Melbourne and Canberra, and 5% for Brisbane, Perth and Adelaide. The main factors limiting growth are a slowing economy with a modest, weaker labour market, interest rates remaining elevated, and affordability constraints persisting, he said. Yet, for all the supports for price growth, the lagged effect of 13 cash rate rises on mortgage costs should not be underestimated, according to AMP Chief Economist Shane Oliver. In Dr. Oliver's bearish view, prices could fall between 3 and 5% nationally in 2024, led by retreats of 6% in Sydney, Melbourne, Canberra, and Hobart. The supply shortfall should prevent a sharper fall, he said. Expect a wide dispersion, with prices still rising in Brisbane and Perth, but sharper falls in Sydney and Melbourne due to more expensive home prices and higher debt levels, he said. Rate cuts later in the year will help prices bottom and start to rise again. An SQM research founder, Louis Christopher, also tips a moderate correction in Sydney, with price changes between 0% and -4%, and in Melbourne from -3% to +1%. The weighted national average is forecast to come in between -1% and +3% in SQM's base case. And so, standing back to try to pin the tail on the property price donkey is fraught with difficulty because of the uncertainty in the system. One reason why I run scenarios and why the specific tail, T-A-L-E, you prefer, will influence your expectations of price movements. Generally, I believe the best approach is to go granular by looking at specific locations and property types, because higher level estimates, well, they'll always be off. And to those trolls who seem to enjoy picking a fight with me over price estimates, just remember, I have always had multiple scenarios to take account of higher degrees of uncertainty. And in the current environment, this uncertainty is even more extreme. So remember, the tails, T-A-L-E-S, of home price growth, or falls, are just that, tails. It's not a scientific estimate or forecast, but frankly, at best, it's just a hunch. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.